you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
trouble just for a costume party. I mean, what do you win anyway?
First prize is 2 tickets to the Bruce Springsteen concert in New York.
Springsteen! Good little singer.
I'm telling you, it's not my fault.
He was just about to ask me when you descended on us.
I was riding by. And besides, the sidewalk is public property.
You scared him off.
Scared who?
Michael Sampson.
From Bates?
Try heaven.
I know him. He's on the rugby team. He's so studly.
It's nice to know your hormones are functioning.
It was gonna be mine for the party if it hadn't been for you.
What did I do?
He was up to... Blair, would you like to go to the... When you practically ran him over with your hopper.
The word's chopper.
Hopper, chopper, what's the difference?
I can't help it if he goes speechless every time he sees me. Face it, Blair, it's just some kind of animal thing.
Gee, I thought you had that mange under control.
Well, at least I saved him from being railroaded into a date.
Hey, what movie stars are you guys going to the party as?
Only the most dynamic woman in the world today, Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda? Why are you going as Jane Fonda?
Because she's committed. She's dedicated, and she's liberated. Like me. Besides, someone was already going as Bo Derek.
You can't go as Jane Fonda.
What?
Who are you going as?
Peter Fonda.
A brother and sister act.
Look out. You realize, of course, you'll have to pick someone else.
Not in your life. I've already got my leather jacket, my boots, and come this Friday night, I'll be Easy Rider.
You can't go as Peter Fonda. He's a man.
She was always a whiz at biology.
It's not Peter Fonda. It's what he represents. Bikes, freedom,
filth. Mrs. Garrett, will you tell Joe she simply can't go to the party dressed as Peter Fonda?
Girls, I have to talk to you.
What is it, Mrs. G?
Something's happened in town. You all know Mrs. King?
Sure, the headmaster's secretary.
Yeah, this evening, on her way to her car, a man attacked her. She was raped.
You know something weird? We all must have walked down that same street 100 times. It's right in the middle of town.
Do we have to talk about it? Can't we just pretend it didn't happen?
Oh, I don't think we can do that, Blair.
Face it, Pollyanna. There's a lot of crime around.
I know that. I watch Hill Street Blues.
I don't want you girls to panic about the situation. The school is taking every possible precaution.
Yeah, that's why all those workmen were here this morning. They're installing alarms.
You're telling me. I didn't realize those things were so sensitive. I slammed the refrigerator door this morning and bells started ringing. I thought I'd won the secret square.
But will alarms be enough?
Oh, it's not just alarms, Blair. They're arranging for closed-circuit television, electric gates.
I know all about these precautions. They may keep a few people out, but mostly they lock people in.
Okay, everybody, get ready.
Natalie, you look fabulous.
Yeah. You're gonna bring that party to its knees.
Well, if there is a party.
If?
They're considering canceling the party.
They can't cancel it. We've been working on it for weeks. I have personally blown up 300 balloons.
Let's not get excited. I said they're considering canceling the party.
That doesn't make sense. It's gonna be on campus. Besides, whoever this guy is, he's probably long gone.
I'm sure you're right. But I still want you girls to be careful.
Maybe we should just stop living.
Have you guys seen the new notice on the bulletin board?
You mean the one about National Succotash Week?
I think she means the one about the women's safety course. The school is arranging for a series of classes, and I've offered the use of the cafeteria.
They're going to teach self-defense?
Well, defense is part of it. Anybody interested?
Not me. I have this silly aversion to being hurled over someone's shoulders.
But who knows? Maybe you'll get a chance to do some of the hurling.
Ah, then count me in. I like to mix it up a little.
Oh, all right. Sign right here. How about you, Blair?
I have the perfect thing to wear. You know that karate outfit I bought right after I saw Shogun?
Yeah, the one with the little alligator on it committing Harry Carey.
It was so humiliating, Mrs. Garrett. Just imagine, 14 Diana Rosses in the same room. And two of them were white. I wish they'd gone ahead and canceled the party anyhow.
Well, for someone who had such a terrible time, you sure stayed long enough.
I would have been home a lot sooner, but my dress is so tight it took me an hour to hop home.
That was absolutely, without question, the worst party I've ever been to.
Did I lie?
What happened, Blair?
Oh, nothing. Just that all my illusions have been smashed. I believed, I expected, that Michael Sampson had a little taste, a little breeding, a little sensitivity.
In other words, he dumped her.
Just for the record, he wasn't exactly beating a path to your door either.
Well, how could he? Every time he got within 10 feet of me, you waltzed by and handed him a pamphlet.
I was playing Jane Fonda. That pamphlet contained relevant information.
Yeah, no nukes and her phone number.
Yeah, well, when I left, Mike was cheek to cheek with Julie Sable.
That jerk. She came as Sophia Loren. She won first prize.
All she did was stand around speaking Italian and acting dumb. I could never have done that.
No. You would have had trouble with the Italian.
Oh, I bet Natalie was disappointed. She was kind of counting on winning.
Actually, she took it pretty well.
Yeah. After we pried her hands from the judge's throat, she was fine.
She must have gotten over it, 'cause she was having a great time when I left.
Well, this whole evening has just been too formidable. I'm going to bed.
Well, what do you say, Diana? Think it's time to hop upstairs? Natalie!
What happened? I was coming home, and I knew it was late, so I was hurrying. I was in farm, Mrs. Garrett. I was almost home.
Natalie, what happened?
A man grabbed me, and I tried to scream, but he covered my mouth.
Oh, my God.
He pushed me down, and he was holding me down. And all of a sudden, I heard people's voices. He must have heard them, too, because he just got up and left and ran away.
Natalie.
Mrs. Garrett, those people hadn't passed by.
It's all right. It's all right.
Mrs. Garrett, I was almost home. Oh.
Well, Blair, the taco shells are ready. Did you finish grating the cheese?
Uh-huh.
I might have liked it a little finer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Garrett. It's just I could hardly keep my eyes open. I've been up almost every night with Natalie this week.
We've all been up with her. Those nightmares of hers are getting worse.
Maybe she'll feel better once the man is caught.
Caught? The chances of finding that creeper, zilch.
Joe, the police are doing everything they can.
Mrs. Garrett, last night Natalie woke me up to walk her to the bathroom. That's just down the hall.
Blair, a dark hallway can be very threatening after an experience like Natalie's.
It's not just the dark she's afraid of. It's everything. Natalie just doesn't seem like Natalie anymore. She's lost her...
joie de vivre.
Yeah. All the joie has gone out of her vivre.
And Natalie just realized how vulnerable she is. Up until now, she thought she had control over her life, that nothing could touch her. But something did. Now she's afraid.
Well, if it were me, I'd be angry.
So is Natalie. Inside.
You know, when I was a little kid, my dad said to me, he says, there are people in this world who get shoved around, and there are people who do the shoving. And Joey says, you do the shoving.
Words to live by. As it happens, I've come up with something guaranteed to lift Natalie's spirits. 4 tickets to the Bruce Springsteen concert Saturday night.
Hey, wonderful. How'd you do that? Oh, no, don't tell me. Money talks.
In this case, it screamed. I figured the concert would take Natalie's mind off things.
That was very thoughtful of you, Blair.
Yeah, thoughtful and generous. I hate it when you're noble. It almost makes me like you.
Why, Natalie, the next time you ask me to walk home with you, make sure I wear my track shoes.
It was getting dark.
At noon? You're right. You never know when a total eclipse is just gonna sneak up on you.
Sure, you can make jokes, but I've had my eyes opened. I know my limitations. I don't think any of you realize what it means to be a woman.
You're kidding, of course.
It means that you're weak and helpless, and you don't have a chance out there.
I wonder how much a sex change costs.
Judy.
You know, Natalie has a point. We all bear the burden of being attractive and feminine.
Well, almost all of us.
Girls, attractiveness is not what these attacks are about.
Enough of this depressing talk. Natalie, have I got news for you. 4 tickets to the Bruce Springsteen concert Saturday night. We're all going.
Oh, wow. Get ready to rock and roll.
Springsteen? That concert's been sold out for months. I can't believe I'm going to see him in person.
It's all set. We'll take the train to New York.
Hey, if we get there early enough, we can walk around and soak up all the atmosphere.
And I know this Italian place that has great scongili.
Hey, we can hang around Times Square and people watch.
The night, the lights, the noise.
I'm not going.
You don't have to have the scongili.
Natalie, what is it?
I don't want to see Springsteen if I have to go out.
Well, I don't think Bruce will come here.
Look, you can all go to the city and pretend like nothing's happened, but I can't. I know what's out there.
The world's out there, Natalie. Remember the world? You used to like it.
I'm not going. I'm just not going. I was reading.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of reading lately. Interesting book?
It's Walden by Thoreau.
Oh, Walden and I are old friends. The first time I read that book, I remember thinking how much Walden Pond reminded me of my home in Appleton, Wisconsin. You know, the green hillsides. Let me try to remember that line. Lakes like gossamer, gleaming against the pine trees. Oh, Appleton had that same peaceful, uncomplicated life.
I bet everybody in your town knew everybody else, and you never even bothered locking your door.
You're right.
And you were never afraid.
Oh, I was afraid. Especially of the lightning.
Lightning has nothing to do with a man coming at you from the bushes.
Of course not, Natalie. But fear is fear. It has to be overcome. Natalie, you don't really want to hide behind a locked door all your life.
I'll play it by ear.
Come with me to the safety class tonight.
Why should I?
Because you'll be doing something. You feel helpless, right? Then take some action. Help yourself.
Mrs. Garrett, I just want to finish my book.
All right. Of course, I hope you realize you're shirking your responsibility.
What responsibility?
Well, this safety class coming to Eastland is a very important event. Shouldn't someone be covering it for the school paper?
Joe can do it.
Oh, no. She's one of the students in the class tonight. The way I see it, it's your job. You're the journalist. So journal.
Take a look around the room. Statistics say that about half of you will be the victim of a serious crime sometime in your life. Oh, that's right. Giggle. But it could happen to you. It doesn't have to, though. Not if you don't go around like a victim. Hi.
Hi.
Let me see you walk.
Just walk?
Just walk.
So, how'd I do?
You were casual, relaxed. In other words, lousy. You look like a victim. What if someone's checking you out? You want to look like you can handle yourself. Walk with confidence. Maybe he'll pass you by. Now, let me see someone who can show a little toughness, a little grit.
Grit? That's her middle name.
There you go. I would definitely think twice before approaching you.
I almost wish some creep would try something. I'd like to get in one clean shot.
Yeah, you know something about self-defense?
Me? Self-defense? A little.
Okay. I'm coming towards you, and I want your money. Now what do you say?
It's in my back pocket.
Don't look for trouble. You don't want to put him away. You just want to get away. Always avoid a confrontation.
Until I finish this course.
Always. Listen, whenever anybody jumps you, you never have the upper hand, so don't try to play it. How about another volunteer?
Get it, Blair.
Blair Warner, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Oh, listen, when I leave here, how do I get to the parking lot?
Oh, just go right out there.
Never let your guard down when a stranger approaches. What are you going to do now?
I don't know.
Well, your legs are free. Kick me.
I can't.
You've got a free hand. Hit me. Go for the groin.
I can't.
Oh, what's the matter, Blair? Too unladylike?
Yes.
Yes. You're not going to be dealing with Prince Charles out there. No area of the body is off limits. You're protecting yourself, maybe even your life. So please, anything goes.
Well, Natalie, what do you think? Will it make interesting reading?
Sure, if you like fiction. I've seen enough.
Back to Walden, huh?
Hey, Mrs. Garrett. You promised you'd take part. Go ahead.
Why, sure. Hey, Natalie. Stick around and watch me. You might want to put my name in the paper.
All right, Mrs. Garrett, you ready?
I think so.
Okay. You see me coming. You sense something's up. What's the first thing you do?
Pray.
Okay, then what?
Run.
Right. Run like hell. And?
Scream?
That's right. Oh. But don't just scream. Scream fire. That will get people's attention.
Fire.
That's right. Again.
Fire.
Louder.
Fire.
Very, very good, Mrs. Garrett. Very good. Okay. Now, here are some things to try if you do get corny.
Hey, Natalie, what about you?
Me? Oh, no.
Oh, come on, Natalie. How about it? You look a little skeptical.
No, I think this is all great. It's very entertaining. It just doesn't happen this way.
Come on.
The man is an expert.
Well, I'm an expert, too. And when it happened to me, none of this would have helped. There was nothing I could do to stop it.
How about before it happened?
What do you mean?
Was it night?
Yes.
Did you ask someone to walk with you?
No.
Did you stick to a well-lighted path?
No.
You used a shortcut.
Yeah, but I've done
it... Did you at least listen for footsteps or check the area for strangers?
No, but...
Were you carrying a purse?
I guess so.
Does anybody have a purse?
Here. It's a mess.
May I? There are a lot of things in a purse that can help you. A good place to go for is the throat. Keys. A pencil. A hairbrush. Or, even this.
A lollipop?
You hold it like this and it becomes a dangerous weapon.
Killer candy.
Listen, when you're really in trouble, what you need is something, anything, that will give you that extra few seconds so that you can just get away. Okay, everybody form a line facing me.
Well, Natalie, what do you think? Does any of this make sense?
I guess I should have gone home from the party with the other girls. You know, I had that cane from my Charlie Chaplin costume. Maybe I could have used that.
Maybe. At least it's an option. That's what these classes are giving us.
Okay, I've got options. But I'm still afraid.
Natalie, everybody's afraid. These are crazy, crazy times. But life is still sweet. Don't let your fear paralyze you. Use it to make you alert, aware, and smart. Well... I'm going to go back there now. I don't want to miss anything.
With the flat of your hand up to his nose, take it right to his nose and follow through. Don't be tentative. Pull it right through. Use the leverage. Get low. Lean forward. Okay. Okay. All together now. Hi-ya!